just listening to some other podcasts. They're talking about life and shit. So I just started thinking about some of the shit that I think about. I'm just going to start speaking some thoughts that I had and see where they go. No agenda here. Just thoughts of my brain coming out in the form of words. If I can only remember what I was going to start talking about. Oh, crap. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Okay. This is almost going to be like kind of playing like a what if scenario, but this kind of ties in a little bit of some of the other things I talk about in terms of like mental health struggles, etc. But I try to think of, there's been situations in my life where I sit there and I go, I'm like, oh man, I'm in such a down place right now. I'm in such a depressed place. Like, what do I do from here? Like, this sucks. This situation I'm in is not ideal. Like, I'm going to just feel more depressed about it. And sometimes I can go down that path and keep going and getting even worse and worse. But one thing I like to do in those situations and that I'm able to do sometimes is go, this is the situation that I'm in right now. These are the given circumstances that I have right now. And if I were thrown into any life, anybody's life in the world, in any given situation, what would I do? My situation could be a lot worse. It could be a lot better, sure. But I've basically been given a starting point with a bunch of constraints like physics and my own personal abilities and IQ and etc. Just things that even make my position that I'm in this life even more unique than that person's position. And not that mine's more unique than theirs, but it's unique to me. If I was in that person's situation, I'd be in their unique situation, right? But what can I do with the circumstances that I'm in? And I think the best I can do is just, if you could somehow take a long-term view at the next 100 years of your life, or I'm probably not going to live that long, but from now until death, and based on my definitions of what success and good and best are, what's the best situation that I could possibly, what's the best outcome of my life that could possibly unfold? And then I could almost like, let's kind of get weird and say, let me just take a pause. Let me pause all of time and life and reality right now and take a look at all these different possible scenarios that could outcome from the position that I'm in right now. And so I take a pause so that I can think about it for a moment and I don't have to make a decision that's going to start changing the circumstances. Because, I mean, as long as time's moving and I'm making decisions, the end game is going to be constantly changing with every decision I make, right? So let me take a pause for a moment here and just say no more choices. And which is kind of funny, because at the end of this I'm going to make a choice, but and just by sitting here pausing and thinking about it, I have to have time moving in order to think about it, even if I pause the reality, like all reality around me. So it's impossible to actually say let me pause and not let that end game change, but at the same time let me think about things and understand things differently so that my end game will change. So it's kind of weird. It's a hypothetical scenario, okay? So shut the fuck up. Anyway, let me pause and look at this shit and go, okay, I could have this outcome in my life, this very favorable outcome. And this is, as far as I understand, the best outcome that I could have as long as I follow this chain of decisions and this chain of events and live my life out in this way. There is some best possible scenario that exists out there, given my circumstances. There's also the worst case, which is I die right now. Like, I kill myself or something like that. And calm down. I'm not trying to say that I'm trying to kill myself. I'm just trying to look at both ends of the spectrum. One in which I thrive and I have an awesome life, and one where I kill myself immediately after I unpause time and that's the end, right? So there's like the opposite ends of the spectrum. All I can really do is choose in every situation what I believe to be the best choice to try and create the best outcome that exists. And I also like to think about this in terms of like parallel universes, and that I'd like to think that when I pause time to take a look at this, what I'm really doing is I'm observing all of the parallel universes So I'm going to say there's like infinite parallel universes where I've made decisions and my life has turned out exactly the way that I experience my life right now in this universe. There's an infinite parallel universes where I've made the exact same decisions and circumstances have worked out the exact same way to bring me to this exact same point. And so nothing's different. But of those infinite universes, there's, you know, infinite different things that happen once I press unpause. I hope I'm making sense here, because I don't even know if I'm making sense to myself. But essentially, I'm going to go, okay, unpause. And even though there's those infinite amounts of universes where I've made the exact same decisions, everything worked out exactly the same way to bring me to where I am right now, a lot of those, a smaller magnitude of infinity of those situations where everything's been exactly the same, a smaller magnitude of infinity of those choices are going to take a turn instantly when I unpause. And infinity is a weird concept, and I'm not even sure that I completely understand it, but I think that what I'm saying makes at least a little bit of sense. So anyways, the point is now I'm sitting at this pause state and I'm looking out into my infinite parallel universes, and I can see all of the different outcomes, and I can see all of the different chain of events that brought me to where I am right now. And I like to think that my consciousness is almost a jumper of parallel universes to some degree, where what I essentially do is, instead of pausing, my subconscious or my conscious or my subconscious or whatever the fuck you want to call it, it's jumping parallel universes based on what it wants to happen, essentially. So I've actually lived, we'll say, or I've like, my consciousness has existed in more than just this universe. It's seamlessly transitioned from parallel universe to parallel universe based on which situation it feels is most favorable, right? Because if I have situation A and I'm following that for a while, and all of a sudden in situation A in that universe that I exist in, have you ever had like a near-death experience? Well, maybe in situation A, in that universe, in that timeline, if you want to call it that, I actually did die. But my me, as my conscious is, which whatever that even is, doesn't want to die. So it says, oh, well, I'm not going to just stay here in situation A and die. Situation B over there, I'm still alive. I escaped that near-death experience. It was a near-death experience rather than a death experience. So it jumps to that parallel universe, and now I'm existing in a different universe, but it only seems like I'm in the same one because my consciousness is able to kind of just like traverse these parallel universes seamlessly. But on the same note, I like to think that, okay, if I want the best possible outcome for myself, it'd be nice if what I could do is look at all of the infinite timelines of all the infinite parallel universes and kind of say, it maybe like in the A and B situation, I didn't want to die, so I went to B. But maybe like now in like C, D, QMR universe 1 and CDQMR universe 2, it's a smaller decision that changes the outcome only a little bit, but the number 2 one is more favorable than the number 1 one is, so I kind of just transition over to that one for a while. But then it's kind of confusing too, because it's like, well, if I could just seamlessly transition whenever I wanted subconsciously, my conscious could just kind of just choose whichever universe it wanted, then wouldn't my life just be perfect all the time, because I would always just take the best case scenario that was happening and kind of go with that? Maybe, but maybe it's like deeper than that. Maybe my subconscious knows, like, well, yes, the only, like, there is an outcome out there that we're trying to get to. There's an ultimate outcome that we're trying to get to. And although maybe in the moment this situation seems like it's worse than that situation, this parallel universe's life seems to be worse than that parallel universe's life, it's for the greater good, so to speak, of yourself in the long run. So you kind of need to suffer this right now to get a better outcome later kind of thing, you know, because it can, my subconscious can almost see all of the different possibilities of outcomes that could come from any choice or any string of choices on forever in all of the infinite universes. So that kind of got a little bit different than what I was originally trying to say there. I guess what I was trying to say is, if I could, instead of subconsciously seeing these parallel universes and everything, like pause time, whatever that means, and look at all of the different outcomes of all of the different parallel universes that exist, given all everything that's added up to now. So obviously, like, I can't change the past. So any past, I can't go back and say, oh man, I should have made this decision back then in order to be in a better situation now. The fact is, I'm in the situation that I am now, given the circumstances that I now. I already passed that. I already didn't make that decision. So I have to eliminate an infinite amount of possibilities that would have happened if I had made that decision back there. So there's like this constant elimination of infinite amounts of parallel universes. But since there's an infinity of them, there's still an infinite amount left, even after I eliminate an infinite amount. But I'd like to think that I would like to choose all of the best choices that help me come to the best overall outcome of my life, instead of being negative and being like, oh, well, this life sucks and it's doomed to fail. It's doomed to be shitty. Rah, I'm just going to not care. I'm just going to do this thing that's not good for me or not good for my health physically or mentally, and because it just sucks. Well, even in those shitty situations, and even when it seems like everything is shitty and your life sucks and everything looks like it's going the wrong way and the universe is against you, etc., there still exists an outcome out there that is ideal for the given situation that you're in. And if I sit there and make the decisions, if I can pause time and look at all the outcomes and I choose the one that brings me to a situation where I make my end game worse, why would I do that? You know, I might as well try to make the best out of any situation that I have. And it sounds easy and it sounds like almost like cliche and like fake motivational, and you can do it, like, do the best you can, you know. But like, what I'm trying to say is that at the risk of sounding really cheesy, is that you really should choose the path or the universe that seems to give me the best outcome in the long run. Because when I was talking about jumping from parallel universe to parallel universe, well, in itself, that reality or that parallel universe is also a parallel universe. Like, my consciousness exists on its own parallel universe where it kind of just chooses the best. I don't know. I'm not even going to try and explain that anymore, because now I'm just starting to confuse myself. But that's just a thought that I had, somewhat motivational to myself, I guess. Not entirely, but I've kind of thought about this before to some degree. Never really tried to record it or put it into too many words, but yeah.